iSelf Token for Education. Product Market Fit. How Unicorn Founders Discover It Before Everyone Else. Finding the famous Product Market Fit, PMF, is the holy grail of startups. It's when your product stops being pushed into the market and starts being pulled by it. It's when customers ask for more, refer others without incentives, and you have to run to keep up with demand. But how do unicorn founders find it faster than everyone else? Spoiler, it's not luck. It's intelligent obsession with understanding what truly matters to the customer. This article reveals how the world's most successful founders recognize, test, and achieve PMF long before the competition. 1. What is product market fit? Beyond the jargon, PMF isn't just a metric or a fancy phase on the roadmap. It's when the market validates, through action, not praise, that your product solves a real problem so well that it becomes nearly indispensable. You know you've reached PMF when usage is growing faster than you can keep up. Mark Andreessen. Practical signs of PMF. Engaged users without retention efforts. Organic growth, word of mouth, spontaneous virality, low churn and high NPS. Struggling to handle demand, a good sign. Feedback like, I can't live without this. 2. Unicorn founders don't find PMF. They create the environment for it to appear. A common mistake is thinking PMF happens by accident. Unicorn founders intentionally create the ideal environment for it to emerge. How do they do this? They talk to users every day. They cut features no one uses. They identify the exact moment of value, the aha moment. They obsessively measure behavior, not just opinions. You don't look for product market fit. You dig for the gold nugget with sweat and depth. Brian Balfour. They test value before functionality. Instead of adding more features, they test value hypotheses with simple prototypes. Examples. Instead of building a feature, they sketch a journey in Figma and show it to users. Before coding, they record a simulated usage video and test reactions. They validate with landing pages and waitlists. No product yet. The goal? Find the spark. 4. They react quickly to what the customer does, not what they say. A common founder mistake: listening too much and interpreting too little. Unicorn founders observe real behavior. What does the user do before and after using the product? What do they avoid or skip repeatedly? Where do they get stuck, drop off, or skip steps? Customers lie unintentionally. Their behavior doesn't. Des Trainer, Intercom. They don't romanticize praise. They hunt friction and convert it into strategic improvements. 5 metrics of obsession, how they measure PMF, precisely. Retention over 30, 60, 90 days. Net Promoter Score, NPS, with qualitative insights. Activation rate, who actually reaches value. Voluntary repeat use, without push or email. CAC versus LTV viability, even without heavy traffic. They know PMF isn't just love, it's love that repeats. 6. They only scale after PMF, not before. Classic mistake, spending on paid traffic, team, structure, and media before being sure the product creates real value. Unicorn founders delay scale until they have clarity. Scaling without PMF means amplifying a problem, not a solution. The biggest startup trap is scaling what hasn't yet worked on a small scale. David Sachs. They validate, refine, stabilize, then accelerate. Conclusion: PMF is more a philosophy than a phase. Unicorn founders don't treat PMF as a funnel stage. They live it as a commitment to truth, to the customer, and to continuous improvement. If you want to accelerate your startup, focus on real value. Measure what matters. Listen beyond words. And most importantly, don't rush to scale what is still in mutation. PMF is the soul of your rocket. Without it, you don't take off. With it, you can barely hold back the growth. Learn more about innovation, equity tokenization, and startup investing by visiting iselftoken.net.